We are learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel Amud on the bottom. Right, we're continuing the sugya of Nidrei Zeruzin, and the Mishnah says like this: Rav Lezvi Yaakov Oimer, Afa Roitzel Ahad Es Chaveroi Shiyochel Etzloi, a person who wants to force his friend to eat by him, and he wants to make a neder. So it sounds like Af, we're going back on other Nidrei Zeruzin. But the Mishnah doesn't read so well. It reads like this: Af haRoitz v'Hanes Chaver Yechlatz Lo Yoimaloi Kol Neder Shani Osid Lidar Hu Bottle. He should say before he makes the neder, by the way, any neder I'm going to make is bottle. Ulevad Sheizochor B'Shas Neder. But he has to remember B'Shas his neder that he made this Moidah. He gave his proclamation that any neder he's going to make is not a good neder. And then everything is good. So this Mishnah, obviously, there's a few different problems in this Mishnah. And like the Ran says, Mefarish B'Gemara, we have to explain the Gemara. So the Mara first asks like this. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, that if you want to be mad there, you have a right to eat by you, basically telling him, if you don't eat by me, I'm going to ask all my hana on you. So you should say, before that, this proclamation. So Mara has a kasha. But given the Omakol Nedesh and the Osh Lidar, Yehi Botol, Loi Shoma, Leiv Le'osav HaDei. If you make this proclamation, that any Nedah I'm going to make is bottle, you're going to lose the whole idea. You're not going to be able to force him to come to you because he knows the neder is not even true. You made a proclamation, neder is not going to be a good neder. And so the Ran says, okay, you'll tell me that he said it quietly. He said it quietly at first. He says, still it's a kasha because the Mishnah's mashma, Af, is going back to Nidrei Zeruzin. Where's the Nidrei Zeruzin over here? Where's the Nidrei Zeruzin's bottle of Elav? Where's that over here? So Gemara says, you're right. And Chesuri Mechsor, we got to fix up this Mishnah a little bit. Chesuri Mechsor is missing some words. This is how you read the Mishnah. You want your friend to eat by you. He doesn't want to. He's refusing to eat by you. You make a neder. It's a neder zeruzin because you don't really want to ask the hana on your friend. What you do is you want to make him eat by you. So they don't really mean to ask her. And therefore, it's bottom ale of that neder. Right, and a new thing. That's the first thing. After Rabbi Yaakov says, by the way, I have another nidazerizin. The Mishnah of the Perek, first Perek, the beginning of Perek starts off with the nidazerizin of someone who's haggling over a price. Now, a new nidazerizin is you want someone to eat by you, and you made a neder, all it is a nidre zerizin. Now, the Mishnah goes further, this is a new thing. If a guy wants to make sure that his nidarim won't be mekayim, the whole year the nidarim shouldn't be mekayim, shouldn't work. Yamoid Rosh Hashanah, he should stand in Rosh Hashanah, but Yoimar, and he should say, Kol Neder Shani Osid Lidar, any Neder that I'm going to make this year, Yehei Batal Shvi Batal. Ulevat Yezach of Vashas Neder. But you should remember about this Maidah, Vashas Neder. So what's our Mishnah telling us? Our Mishnah is telling us is that, first of all, it's Nidah Zerizin, and number two is, there's something called a Maidah, that if you don't want to have a Dharam the whole year, you should make a Maidah, that any Neder I make this year should not be a Neder. And then it says, "Uvache zocher b'shas haneder." You should remember the meidah b'shas haneder. Great thing, Gemara. What are we talking about? Zocher. If you remember the meidah and you still make a neder, so akrei l'tnai v'kayim l'neder. Then you oikir l'tnai and akrei l'tnai v'kayim l'neder. You made the neder. Look, what's going on here? If you make a meidah and then b'shas the neder, you remember the meidah. So what you're saying is, I don't care about the Madah, make a neder. Because if not, don't make a neder. What do you make a neder for? Teretz says, you make a neder, you're oikar tonight. So the Ran asks on this, okay, so that's true, that's Mara's kasha. No, it's not going to Zerizin. This is going in the second half of the Mishnah. Second half of the Mishnah said a klal thing. If you want to stop what you know going on for the year, any neder you make the rest of the year, say a proclamation at the beginning of the year, a Maidah, which actually is something we do. We make a Maidah every Rosh Hashanah in the morning when we make, after we say Hataraz Dom, we make a Maidah. So the thing, the Maidah is that any neder I make this year is no good. It says, well, Vache Zachar, you should remember it. If you remember it, then you oiker it. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And that's taka true. If you remember the Maidah and you still make a neder, you oiker it. Frank Duran, we just learned the Gemara on the bottom of the hour, we just learned it a second ago, that it sounds like there that it works, even though I made a neder. There was a case I wanted someone to eat by me, and I set a proclamation, and right after I made a neder, the Gemara assumes poshut that the guy doesn't feel he has to come because the neder is not going to be chal. What do you mean? Once you made the neder after the proclamation, you knocked it out. So Duran says that it's different. That there, since he said the tonight, b'shas the neder, so there, it's like Beferish saying that the neder I'm going to make, I'm adas that tonight, and therefore you're not oiker it. But here, if it's two different times, you can say that you're oiker. That's what you can say. If it's two different times, you can say oiker. That's one svara he says. Another svara he says is that deer, he's taka only trying to make gezeres. Like you're saying, something like you're saying. The second chilek is that deer is just trying to make a zero. So there it makes sense. You can have the proclamation together with the nether. The nether is just a joke. It's just a zero's point. Masha'inkein, all year round, you make a regular nether, whatever nether you're making, mehechet hesa, it's a zeros. So vas epitz you say, they want to vatal it. And therefore, for those two reasons, he says, of course, avad, if you remember it, it's taka akira, it's not a kasha from the Gemara before. He brings out a Rashba, it's a different mahalach. So he's coming to Fukud at that mahalach. But Agmar's kasha is the Maisa was saying you want to make a proclamation. It says you should remember the proclamation, which has to make an ad, that afraid the Gemara, that if you remember it, you will oiker your proclamation. You got to fix up the Mishnah again. And you're saying, the only way the proclamation, the Maidah, works is only if you don't remember it B'Shas Neder. But if you remember it B'Shas Neder, then Echram, you acre it. So the only time the Maidah works is if you forgot about it. So it works good for this thing you make Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Maidah works if in the middle of the year you make a Neder, if you get to say Bili Neder, and you forget about the Maidah also, so then the Maidah will kick in and work to make that it's not a Neder.
So why do you need the Tursel done next year?
But in the case where you remembered about it and you like it, you know, well, that would be the for that. Rava says, no. La'olam could be mekar. Really, keep the lashon. So Rava, Ran explains, Rava agrees in principle in halacha, he agrees to Abaya. He just doesn't like changing the mishnah. So of course, Rava will agree that if you taka, remember the tanai and you make the neder, you iker it. If you don't remember at all, the proclamation works. But our Mishnah is talking about a certain case. Rav Am Loilo Kedemir Makara. You read the Mishnah like it is. Ovache Zokar B'Shas Aneda. And the case was a specific case. Hakam Ayaskin and Gertz Hissab Rosh Hashanah. He made the Tanai Rosh Hashanah. He made this Maidah. He made this proclamation. Liyod of Mahisna. But he forgot what the Maidah was. For example, if he made a Maidah that he's not going to, he's in any Neda about pass or wine, it's not going to be a Neda. Something like that. And but he forgot what he made it on. He forgot exactly the proclamation was. And now he's making an eder. So izochar b'shas an eder. If he remembers that he made a certain proclamation b'shas an eder, and he says al das rishayna ani neder, and I'm making this neder with that proclamation in mind. So nidre less than mashasha. Then he remembers what it was. So the nidre less than mashasha. Then the neder doesn't have any mamish, it's taka bottle. Loy omar das rishoyna neder, he doesn't say, I'm doing this at das rishoyna, okra latanai v'kayim l'nidre. He's saying, if he knows he made some kind of proclamation, he just forgot what it was, and in b'shas the neder, he knows he made a proclamation, but he doesn't know what it was about, he has to speak out that I'm making this neder at das rishoyna. But if he doesn't speak out that I'm making this neder at das that proclamation, then he's about the proclamation, and it doesn't work anymore. So vache zochar b'shas neder means vavad that he's zoicher befiv. He says al das rishoina. He speaks out when I'm making this neder. I'm doing it al das the proclamation. That is when the proclamation works. But if not, yoicher it. So like this again. There's three dinim. If he forgot about the proclamation at all, then his neder is a good neder. If he remembers the whole proclamation, he knows what it's about, and he still made the neder. Yoicher it. The case of our mishnah is a case where. The proclamation was specific, but he wasn't sure what it was. But he remembered he made a proclamation, but he wasn't sure what it was. So there, he has to speak it out. Once proclamation to be kayam, he has to speak it out that I'm doing this neda das that proclamation. And when he remembers the proclamation, so then that will kick in. The proclamation will kick in. But if he doesn't speak that out, I'm doing a das rishayna, then he was mavatal the proclamation. That's what comes out, mavatal the proclamation. So upon him, that's the pshat of Rava in the Mishnah. But either way, in Halacha, we agree. Rava and Abai agree, really. Rav Huna bar Chinah saw the Midrash of Perkei. He wanted to darshan this Mishnah with the Chsurim Echsura. Barabim, he wanted to darshan that, you know, your guy could stand at the beginning of the year and make a proclamation that any neder he's going to make this year, any neder is not going to be chal. He wants to make this Maidah. Omle Rava, Tono, Kamastim Le, Stumei, Kadesh Le, Yinagu Kalas Reish, Benadarim, Vaat Rashta Perkei. The Tana was soisim this halacha. He didn't say it clearly, either because he needed chsuri mechsura, that's one pshat. The Rosh learns a different pshat because he says the lashon vache zachar wasn't clear, you have to be magiyat. So the Tana didn't say this clearly, and you're announcing it to everyone. Why didn't Tana say it clearly? Because you don't want people to know your kalas reish. Everyone knows they have a maidah, they know your kalas reish, and therefore you should not do this maidah. That's what it comes out. So now, that's the Gemara. So now let's talk a little Lach Lamaisa. The first sugya, the first thing the Olam talks about is Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre, we say every year, beginning of Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre. And the Rishonim say that, what is Kol Nidre exactly? So, it sounds like for Kol Nidre, we're being matted all the Nadarim from the whole year. That's what it sounds like in Kol Nidre. Frank Tosfos has three kashas on that. That you're making Kol Nidre for the whole year? That's a pelo. So kasha number one is that every Ataras Nadarim needs Charata. And where's your Charata over here? You haven't just making Kol Nidre, they're just making a Kol Nidre. Kasha number one. Kasha number two is that only the Chazan says Kol Nidre. So where's your Yochid Mumcha or your three Dayanim? Where are your three Dayanim? He's saying Kol Nidre should be bottle. Like, where's your three Dayanim? You don't have three Dayanim. You don't have a Yochid Mumcha either. You're not a Mumcha the Chazan. That's Kasha number two. Kasha number three is that what? Kasha number three is they didn't do. They made it was Kol Nidre. Kasha number three is, what do you do Kol Nidre for then? Kasha number three is, so the Moshe is saying we did it Rosh Hashanah. So stop wasting your time saying Kol Nidre. But obviously there is something Kol Nidre. Maybe the Dharm to Rosh Hashanah Kippur, maybe it's for those. But upon him, he's asking, first of all, there's no charat. Number two is, we don't have Bezdin. Number three is, you have to mefarat the Nada. Those are our three kashas, the whole idea of Kol Nidre. So the Rosh actually answers all three kashas. The Rosh in the back, in Simon Hay, at the end of Simon Hay, says, Masha Hik should have been in Charata, Anan Sadi, just calls me to Ava Nidre Mescharat. So Anan Sadi. What he asked about Shloisha, he says, the whole call says it quietly along. It says it quietly along. That's why you have a Bezdin right there. And Al Tsarach Lefaret, he says, here you don't have to be Mefaret. You only have to be Mefaret if you're worried, you need to be on Dvar Mitzvah. That's it, Mefaret here. You're not worried about that. Therefore, you don't have to be Mefaret. So, what?
You don't have Bezdin.
Everyone listening. Everyone's for each other. Everyone's being matter for each other. So, because that's why he says that would be the point of it. Now, we say also on Maidan the Kol Nidre. We say both Lashonis for last year and for the coming year. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam who had a kashus on the Kol Nidre that's going on past. He says, you know what Kol Nidre is for? It's a Maida. Kol Nidre is Maida. But that the Ran says I don't like either. You know why? Because the Gemara said that you shouldn't say Maidah because people in the Kalas Rosh. So you shouldn't say that. What's why we do that? The Ran says you shouldn't do it. Vein Roy Loy came as a Ran. So on that, Tosfos answers. Tosfos says like this: Ava Kol Nidre Shubatargum in Kol Amavinim. The Amoraim don't stand up to saying anyway. Okay, so they don't understand it, that's why it's not a problem, but obviously it's out of the realm of this shir, but this Kol Nidre could be a full 3-hour raid bite on your local site, you know, but there's a very big sugya here, the Kol Nidre. You'll probably take three different shurim, probably, but it's a long thing, but it's out of the realm of the thing, but that's the sugya of Kol Nidre. You have to know what the whole idea of Kol Nidre is, but, and like Moshe is asking, you said every Rosh Hashanah also, but either way, that's the pashut, the simple question over here. First of all, how do you do Kol Nidre Mafreya back? How do you mat in the Dharm? That's how you three kashas. And we said also, the Maidah, how do we do it? It's Yishaloyim Kalas Rosh, and I and the Rishonim for different roots and for that. But what comes out of the Gemara is something called Maidah, which is like a proclamation. And if you remember the proclamation, which has to make a Nadar, then you're Iker it. If you don't remember it, then it works for your Nadar.